Don't worry, boys. I'll handle this. And Marcus, order an old-fashioned for me if you'd be so kind. Thank you. Room for one more? You look a little lonely, standing here shuffling your deck all on your own. That's what I like to hear. So what are we playing? Blackjack? Poker? Poker? Good. Agreed. Normally, we'd need at least one other person seated at the table in order to play. But what say you to entertaining me with a game between the two of us until someone else arrives? I know it might not be casino policy for dealers to play with clientele, but it's 2 in the morning, and the only ones about are your good self, me, and the sad retirees slipping their life savings into slot machines. And my friends. Oh, don't mind them. They're just here to observe. So, what do you say? Shall we see who Lady Luck is favoring tonight? Good. Ah, my drink. Thank you, Marcus. The whiskey they used is cheap, but it'll do. No, I don't need anything else for now. Go have some fun. See what I mean? My boys are very well trained. Thank you. Now let's see. It's always interesting to try to pick up on people's tells. You must have gotten good at spotting them. But I suppose that depends on how long you've worked here. So tell me, how long have you been a dealer here? 2 years? Impressive. I've heard the turnover rate for employees here is 6 months tops. I can't imagine you stay here for the charming atmosphere. Fine. I won't pry. Now let's see who's the lucky one tonight. Damn. Your 3 fives are better than my pair of handsome jacks. Seems that fortune favors you tonight. Sorry, I didn't catch your name. Oh, an adorable name. Well, it's nice to meet you. You can call me Veronica. Veronica D'Ambrosio. And from the way your eyes widened, you just gave away that you're not just any dealer, are you? You know who I am. And if you know who I am, you know that I don't make public appearances lightly. So, then that brings into question why I'm here, and what I want with you. For now, I just want to talk, if you're willing to listen. Good puppy. Now, to business. You haven't happened to have seen your brother Richard recently, have you? No? Well, we both know that he's prone to disappearing from time to time, but he always comes back. Except this time, he hasn't come back, has he? In case it wasn't already obvious, I'm your brother's boss, and your big brother tried to screw me over. How? He was supposed to make an exchange on my behalf. An exchange that involved a very large, very heavy briefcase. And now he's gone and disappeared, along with my briefcase. Don't start panicking. I'm here just to talk. But don't try anything stupid, okay? Otherwise, things will get very ugly very quickly. I want to propose a possible business arrangement. I want you to help me find Richard and get my briefcase back. And what will happen to him? Oh, puppy. I don't get the nickname the Red Razor for nothing, you know. And any slight to me is paid for in blood. But all you need to worry about is helping me find him. You don't want to get involved. Okay, that's fine. But I'm willing to raise the stakes and see if luck continues to favor you tonight. Best of three rounds of heads-up poker with me, right here, right now. Relying purely on luck and the wheels of chance. If I win, you come with me, tell me what I need to know, help me get my briefcase back, and you get to see your brother again. And if you win, I'll walk away and never speak to you again. Plus, I'll pay off your absolutely staggering student debt. How do I know about that? Oh, puppy. It's my business to know people's dirty little secrets. Why else would you be working overtime at the saddest, seediest casino in the city? And I am nothing if not generous. So, what do you say? Winner takes all. Seems we got ourselves a deal. Now shuffle and deal the cards. I was surprised that Richard had any family, but I guess he wanted to keep you and your parents away from the ugliness of this business. Which makes sense. Everyone has their weaknesses after all, and it's vital to never give away your tells. Speaking of which, how are you feeling about your hand? Let's take a look, shall we? Oh, a shame that two pair doesn't quite stack up against my three of a kind. Sorry, puppy. Oh, don't look so scared. We've still got two rounds to go. May luck grace you again. Shuffle. Let's start the next round, shall we? Oh, I don't want another drink, thank you. I'll have one of the boys make me something when we get back to base. Yes, we. Now, are we going to show our hands, or are you going to continue trying to distract me? Huh. That, puppy, is a straight flush. And it beats my two pair. Congratulations. Seems fortune is turning in your favor tonight after all. Or it might just be those lovely hands of yours. The same lovely hands that made sure you won that last round by slipping that jack of hearts into your straight flush. Don't look so surprised. I've been in enough casinos to know when someone's fucking with the decks. Play fair this last round, and let fate decide how tonight will end. Or your pretty face will find out why they call me the Red Razor. Shuffle. Going by that smile you're trying to hide, I'll take it that you've got a strong hand. It's okay, puppy. You're cute when you're smiling. Now, are we going to share our hands, or am I going to continue amusing myself by flustering you? My, my, my. Four of a kind. That is impressive. Very impressive. Too bad it doesn't quite stack up against my straight flush. A deal is a deal, puppy. Best of three. And I came out on top. As always. Are you going to come with me the easy way, or... Why do they always choose the hard way? Now, puppy, that bullet hole in your leg is going to need some attention, and an ambulance isn't going to get here in time. Especially not in this part of town. But don't you worry. Me and the boys will take care of you. Gag them and bring them back to base. I'll get what I need from them one way or another. Take Vincent and Tony and head to the docks. Talk to the regulars and the dock master. Bribe him if you have to, but get the names and details of all recent passengers. He's likely left town completely, but he can't have gotten far. I was wondering when you were going to wake up. That'll be all, gentlemen. You've got work to do. And so do I. Rise and shine, puppy. How are you feeling? Sore? I expected as much. I've been where you are, after all. Tied to an uncomfortable wooden chair, arms behind your back with an ominous lamp shining down on you. At least I didn't gag or blindfold you. Not yet, at least. And no wonder you're sore. You did take a bullet last night, so your leg is going to be stiff while that heals. Oh, don't worry. We got you all patched up while you were unconscious. Let me roll up your pants leg so you can see for yourself. The bullet got lodged in your calf muscle, but luckily just scraped the bone. My doctor got the bullet out, stitched the wound, and bandaged you. As long as you don't try to run a marathon anytime soon, or put too much weight on it, it should heal fine. But I can still easily rip those stitches open and cause a whole lot of pain. So keep that in mind, puppy. Why did you try to run from me? If you hadn't tried to flee, I wouldn't have been forced to shoot you. Only those with a guilty conscience would run. Or those who are scared. Are you scared of me? No. You said that a little too quickly, puppy. It's fine if you're scared of me. At least half the city is petrified of getting on my bad side. But I'd advise you don't lie to me. You don't want to see what happens to liars and cheats. And I've been feeling extra creative as of late. I get imaginative when I'm pissed off. I'll let your little card trick slide. Just this once. But I advise against pushing your luck a second time. Besides, you're not the only one who cheated their hand last night. My final hand, the straight flush, needed an extra push. And luckily, I always make sure to keep an ace up the sleeve for when I really need to win. You're in no position to complain. It seems neither of us play cards honestly. At least I'm not the one tied to a chair. But you are adorable when you bark, puppy. So please, keep amusing me, and it might deter me from ruining that pretty face of yours. Am I going to torture you? That depends. Do you have any information worth bleeding out of you? Well, that shut you up. But if you want to avoid getting hurt, I'd advise you answer my questions. Tonight, I just have the one. I want you to tell me if you know where your brother Richard is hiding. My men have checked not just his apartment, but the entire building. They've been to his favorite clubs and bars, even your childhood homes and old school, but he's nowhere to be seen. You knew who I was, which means Richard must talk about his work to you. He confided in you, and he may have told you his plans. Bark for me, puppy. Tell me where your brother is hiding. You don't know? I suppose that'll do for now. My men are still searching the city after all, and I have a little patience left. But know that if your brother doesn't show up soon, I'm gonna have to get more answers out of you. And I highly doubt you'll like my methods. Maybe a rival gang killed him. Seen a couple of gangster movies, have you? It's not a terrible suggestion. But if Richard was killed by a rival, then it would be to send a message, in all its gruesome detail. Like sending me a body part, or putting his remains on public display and it shows up on the news. But there's no body. Not yet, at least. Besides, the last thing these pathetic little gangs want to do is piss off the Red Razor. So until we find your brother, his body washes up on the river, or he comes forward himself, you'll be staying here, puppy. Other than getting cheeky with the cards, you haven't done anything wrong, so we'll take care of you. But you need to behave yourself. Good puppies get treats. Bad dogs get put down. You understand? Good. Normally, we take a photo of you with a razor to your throat and send it to the person we want to intimidate, but as your brother's phone number isn't connected anymore, we can't use that method. So my boys are gonna get the word out that you're keeping me company. And if he doesn't want me to hurt you, he'll come home with my suitcase and his tail between his legs. It's all on him. You just gotta be good for me and do what I say, and this will all become a memory of the worst vacation ever. Might even get a free t-shirt to remember me by. What was that? Try not to mutter in my presence. It's annoying. What did you just say? Is all this mess just about money? No, it's not. And let me tell you why. I have more money than I know what to do with. I pay my men well. All my operations are secure. I keep important people in my pocket by lining theirs. And my mansion is better fortified than fucking Alcatraz. What your brother stole is practically pocket change to me. But that's not what pissed me off. See, I take care of those who work for me. And what I expect in return is their unflinching, undying loyalty. To get their hands dirty when needed. To take a bullet or two when things get ugly. Your brother has done a lot of nasty things for me. He was loyal to me. He was one of my best. And he not only steals from me, but he turns his back on me. Richard disrespected me. There is one thing that I cannot accept, and that is disrespect. I have had to fight for fucking decades to get where I am. I've hurt a lot of people, made a lot of enemies, even killed family members without flinching. And I'm not about to let one greedy shit slither away after picking my pocket. So until your brother faces the consequences and licks the dirt from my boot before I put a bullet in his head, you're stuck here, puppy. Oh, you want some water too? You must be parched. Sure thing. Eyes up, puppy. Show me a little respect. Good. Now open up. There we go. I could get used to you looking up at me like this. Oh, poor thing. Did I catch you off guard? There's water dripping from your chin. I'll just use your shirt to dry your face. Had enough? Or do you want some more water? You're hungry? Don't you worry. Dinner will be arriving in the next hour. One of my men will bring it to you and untie you so you can eat, use the restroom, and then you'll be back in the chair again. Understood? That's what I'd like to hear. I'll be back later. You need anything, shout. I have guards posted outside to keep an eye on you. I'll see you later, puppy. How are you feeling, puppy? Did you get something to eat? Cold canned soup. My boys are feeling generous tonight. Oh, don't frown at me. Be grateful you're being fed at all. Some of my guests don't get fed until they give me what I want. But this is a hostage situation, not a torturous interrogation. Not yet, at least. So you'll keep being fed once a day until your brother makes contact with us. Stay still while I check your handcuffs. Good. Still nice and secure. I'm glad my boy switched to the cuffs and got rid of the ropes. A lot more secure, but a little less comfortable. You'd better be getting accustomed to sitting in that chair. You're not getting a bed to sleep in. Oh, you're acting like you've never fallen asleep in handcuffs before. You'll figure it out. The rotation of my men is changing, so you'll be getting a new set of guards tonight. They won't be as nice as your previous ones, nor as nice to you as I am. Which is why I wanted to check in on you first, to make sure you weren't already starting to scratch at the walls. But you're a strong, stubborn puppy. It'll take more than a little isolation and cold soup to break you, won't it? That's what I thought. But you look a little twitchy. Are you scared? You look scared. No? Well, I suppose you'd only be scared if you were hiding something from me. Are you? Another no? Fine. We haven't heard from your brother yet, even though we know he certainly heard my message by now, about taking you hostage and threatening to do all sorts of horrible things to you should he not come forward. Oh, don't look so scared. Hopefully it won't come to that. You care a great deal about your brother, and if he cares for you too, he'll come back. Eventually. Even if one of the enemy crime families are harboring him, they won't keep him long. Maybe I should put a bounty on him. How much do you think your family is worth? Nothing to say. Well, I suppose true family is priceless. What is taking them so long? While we wait for your new guards to arrive, how about a game of poker? I always carry a deck of cards on me. What's that suspicious look for? I just want to get to know you better, puppy. Make some light conversation and see where the night takes us. Will I play fair? Of course. You'll be playing one-handed, by the way. It's too risky to uncuff you completely. Which one is your dominant hand? Left or right? Good to know. Is luck on your side? You're not telling? Smart puppy. And we're not actually gambling anything, by the way. This is just a fun little test of luck. Maybe things will turn around for you soon. Or perhaps not. My luck certainly has been mixed this year. This isn't the first time that I've had one of my boys attempt to screw me over and run. With the last one, apparently he couldn't stomach taking orders from a woman any longer, and when it became pretty clear that he was never going to rise to be top dog, he took what cash he could and ran. He made it pretty far, too. All the way across the ocean to Monte Carlo. You should have seen the look on his face when I showed up at the hotel room dressed as a maid of all things. It was a nightmare getting the bloodstains out, but I still kept the outfit for sentimental reasons. It should go without saying that he didn't leave Monte Carlo alive. How did we find him? Actually, it was rather similar to your current predicament, puppy. We found his sister and brought her in for questioning. She wasn't quite as resilient as you and begged me not to hurt her. I'm a murderer, not a monster. And with a little push, She told us all we needed to know. As it turns out, the little traitor loved James Bond movies since he was a child and dreamed of one day visiting the French Riviera. In retrospect, it was pretty obvious that's exactly where a criminal would run off to try to launder their stolen money. I set up some spies at the best casinos in town, and they spotted him in less than a day. Of course, I flew over to settle this mess personally. And you know the rest. It's a beautiful city, by the way. Once all this mess is over with, I'd recommend visiting. With your luck, I'm sure you'll go home richer than before. Speaking of, want to fold or are you holding a strong hand? You'll keep yours? Lucky you. I fold. My two and jack of clubs aren't doing much for me. Another hand? No? Fair enough. My boy should be here soon anyway. Can't be showing you any favoritism, puppy. But I have to ask, were there any places in the world that your brother was fond of? That he spoke about when you were growing up? I was hoping to find something in your childhood home, but it was picked clean. They liked visiting Mexico. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, puppy. For that, you deserve a treat. Here, it's chocolate. I know chocolate is bad for dogs, but you've earned something special. Open your mouth. I know your hand is free and you can feed yourself, but I like it when my pets eat from the palm of my hand. So, open your mouth. Good, puppy. Oh, while I have your face in my hand, I have one more question. How's your mom doing? I heard through the grapevine that she's been sick lately, hasn't she? No response? It seems that you do indeed keep family close to the chest. I'll send some more men out to look for your brother, but you'll be seeing me again soon, puppy. There's more information inside that pretty little head of yours, and it won't stay locked up for long. Give me your hand. I need to cuff it again. Good puppy. Pat, pat. You sit tight, puppy. My boys will keep you on a short leash until I get back. And when I get back, you're gonna howl everything I need to know. Including where your brother really is. Because I don't think he's in Mexico. Your pupils dilated when you said that. Like a liar. I'm gonna get some food and a stiff drink. Then I'll be back in a few hours. Get some rest, puppy. You're going to need it. Did you miss me, puppy? Oh, you look nervous. I wonder if that has anything to do with the tray of tools sitting on this trolley. I suppose they do look quite scary. Hammers and pliers and nails and all sorts of fun things. Just ignore the two men in suits standing in the corner. They're here to learn from the best and make sure you don't try to slip away from me. Oh, and to get you into proper position. Boys? There we go. Wrists cuffed to the table, hands exposed and pinned in place. Are you sitting comfortably? Enjoy it. It's not gonna last long. You're probably wondering what I'm going to start with. Maybe even bracing yourself for impact. Wondering if you're about to lose a tooth or an eye. Or if I'm just gonna hit you in the head with a hammer. But those methods are blunt and stupid. Amateurs will start punching you in the face or break your nose. But all that does is scramble your brains. And I need you to understand my words. To feel pain with sharp, stinging clarity. Normally I'd start with plucking out a few teeth. Starting with your back molars. With lots of nerve endings ready to twitch and tremble. But that'll just make your jaw swell up. And I need information out of you. Not just pure suffering. Am I going to use my razor? Oh, puppy. You need to prove yourself deserving of that crimson kiss before you get to see my beautiful blade up close. But until then, what do you prefer to start with? Pliers or hammer? Sorry, but please don't isn't the answer I was looking for. And it's going to be very, very important that you answer my questions nice and clearly if you want to make it through this with all your anatomy intact. I think pliers will work well for what I have in mind. Let's begin. Where is your brother? You don't know. See, a day or so ago, I might have believed you. But now I know better than to trust puppies that bite the hand that feeds them. Especially bad dogs like your brother. Normally, I'd let one of my boys handle this. Have some fun roughing you up until you're a blubbering mess of blood and broken bones. But this is personal. And you know what? Because Richard was once one of my most trusted men, I'm gonna give you extra special treatment. I think you've earned a kiss or two from my razor. Boys, please leave. I need privacy with my new puppy for what's about to happen next. Now, which was your dominant hand? Oh, that's right. You already told me. Did you know that there's even more nerve endings in your dominant hand? Which means what's about to happen next is gonna hurt even more. Keep nice and still for me. If you fight back, it's gonna hurt more. But if you want this to be over, you know what you have to do, puppy? Bark for me. Truthfully this time. Tell me where your piece of shit brother is and what he's done with my fucking money. Well, I'm listening. Anything to say? No? Too bad. Say goodbye to the fingernail on your pinky. Oh. Your howls of pain are so very cute, puppy. Does it hurt? I bet it does. Honestly, I've done this so many times. Snapping off fingernails is as easy as cracking open a pistachio shell. Oh, I could really go for an affogato after this. With some pistachio ice cream. Oh, are you still whimpering about the lost fingernail? Well, you're gonna really start crying when I do this. Pinching your exposed nerve endings between my fingers. Hurts, doesn't it? Almost as much as your brother's betrayal. Now, where is he? Where is my fucking money? Still not talking. Fine. You're stronger than I thought. Good thing you have more fingers for me to peel. And there goes the nail on your ring finger. Why are you doing all this, puppy? What do you value more? Your hand or your brother's secrets? Why are you protecting someone who abandoned you? He didn't. Do tell. Don't you get all quiet now, puppy. If you want to save the rest of your fingers, start talking. Oh, don't cry, puppy. You didn't do anything wrong. Your brother is to blame for this mess. Just tell me where he is, and we'll get you all bandaged up. But tell the truth, or I bring out my razor again and start snapping off more fingernails. Talk, puppy. Be good and bark for me. Oh, you're... Mom is sick, and he stole the money to pay off the medical debts? How much debt? That's a lot. Firstly, I'm sorry for what's happening with your mom. Secondly, he should have stolen the money from somewhere else. Mob money is blood money. And my boys are excellent hunting dogs. Thank you for telling me, puppy. Did he say where he was hiding out? Heading south to Mexico. Oh. So there was a grain of truth to what you said before. Good to know. Hold still and I'll put some antiseptic on those fingertips before bandaging you up. Try not to flinch. I know it hurts, and my razor is always cleaned after use, but it's important to disinfect the wound before bandaging. And with that, your fingertips are all wrapped up. Hold still, and while I'm here, I'll check how the bullet wound is healing. That looks to be healing up nicely, too. I'm gonna send some people to check the hospital payment records to try to track down your brother. Don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt your mom. When can you leave? We need to check your information is correct before I even consider letting you go. You're gonna stay right here until we track your brother down. Catch your breath. And try to rest up, puppy. So long as you didn't lie to me, no further harm will come to you. Sleep well, puppy. Hey there, puppy. How are you feeling? Like shit. Well, that's to be expected. I'm gonna check on the bandages on your fingers. It's okay, puppy. I'm not gonna hurt you. Not anymore. You don't see a razor in my hands, Do you? Just a first aid kit. Good. Now hold still. I'm going to uncuff you so you can stretch your arms. Get that blood flow running smoothly again. Give me your hand. Looks to be healing nicely. Fingernails take a long time to grow back fully, probably 6 months, so it's important to take care of your wounds. Keep them clean, change the bandages every few days, and it should be fine. Normally one of my boys would handle this, but there's some news I wanted to deliver myself, and despite our vicious last encounter, I've grown rather fond of you. You're one of our best behaved captives yet. No cussing at me, or picking fights, or spitting. You've been a very good pet. Why am I being so gentle? Well, it's because your time with me is coming to an end, puppy. We found your brother. Turns out he wasn't heading south to Mexico, but was instead fleeing north to Ontario. He thought he was safe once he crossed the border and got sloppy, started celebrating his newfound freedom and ill-gotten gains at a bar. A bar owned by a crime family that owes me a favor or two. Idiot. I know, puppy, I know. You didn't mean to lie to me. I'm not angry with you. You believed your brother when he said he was heading south, but unluckily for him, I have eyes everywhere, and my boys are especially loyal hunting dogs. We looked at all the incoming payments to your mom's medical bills, including the ones in recent weeks, and every last contribution either came from you or your dad. Richard hasn't sent a single cent to help your mom. He may have implied he was stealing my money for a noble cause, but all he did was make you his scapegoat and disappear. He lied to you to buy more time to get out of the country. I'm lying. Why would I lie to you, puppy? I'm a criminal, but I'm also a woman of my word. Are you familiar with the term honor amongst thieves? I cheat and steal and kill, but I have honor in all that I do. Something your brother lacks. My men found him hiding out in an apartment on the outskirts of town, clutching the briefcase like a dog with a bone. He spent a small amount on booze and drugs, but the rest was accounted for. He's being held in a secure location until I can get there to deal with him personally, but I wanted to tie up loose ends here beforehand. And, he also had a message for me. Of course, we threatened that harm would come to you if he didn't come out of hiding. And he said, I don't care if that pathetic weakling dies. I got mine. I'm so sorry, puppy. I knew your brother was scum, but this is a new low. I normally wouldn't do this, but since it's just the two of us, would you like a hug? No backstabbing, I promise. Shh. It's okay, puppy. Don't waste your kind heart on people who don't appreciate it. For all my cruelty, I do pity those that get caught in the crossfire. Let me take your face in my hands. I want you to hear me clearly. Your brother will never deceive or hurt you again, and I promise I will take my time with him to make up for all the pain he's caused you and your family. I despise people who abandon puppies, after all. Okay? Okay. Well, now that Richard's been found and my money secured, our time is coming to a close. You're going home tonight. Will you see me again? Perhaps, but just a little warning. Don't go to the cops. Most of them are already in my pocket, and bad dogs who bark too loudly get neutered. Understand? Good puppy. One final kiss on the cheek from the red razor. Now go. My boys have a car waiting for you, puppy. They'll return your wallet, phone, and house keys and drive you home. Take care of yourself. And I hope, despite the pain, you enjoyed my company at least a little. Goodbye, puppy. Well, 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 I don't believe my eyes. Is that you, puppy? From how red your face got, I know it's you. I didn't know you were a fan of Gino's Cafe. They have the best cannoli in town, don't they? Yeah, I was just doing a little Christmas shopping, picking up some liquor and bullets for my boys' Christmas bonuses. I've been walking for hours, finding somewhere to stop and get a drink, but all the cafes are packed to the brim this time of year. People trying to get out of the snow, I assume. Oh, you're inviting me to join you? Aren't you sweet? I would be delighted. Marcus, could you order an espresso for me, please? I won't take up too much of your time, puppy. So, how's life been treating you? You quit working at the casino? Good on you. I hope you found something much better. You deserve to be happy. You seem happy when I check in, at least. What do I mean by that? Oh, puppy. You may have gone home to your happy little life, but I wanted to keep an eye on you to make sure no other crime families put a target on your back. If it helps, you can think of me as a guardian angel, flaming sword and all that jazz. How's my life been? Oh, the usual work. Flying across the country, doing delicious deals, getting my hands dirty when I need to, and getting richer with every day that passes. Ah, there's that espresso. Thank you, Marcus. Actually, I have a little something for you. I keep it in my purse as a reminder to others of what happens when people cross me. It's the only thing left of your brother. A single gold tooth rattling around in a vial. The rest of him was, liquidated. You can burn it, bury it, toss it off a bridge into the river. It just felt appropriate to give it to you. But while I have you here, since you left the casino, you wouldn't happen to be looking for a job, would you? I won't lie. I missed your company, puppy. And I'm always looking for new recruits to join my happy pack of good dogs. You strike me as someone who values loyalty, just like me. Someone who won't make the same mistakes he did. Listen, you don't have to give me your answer right away, but just think on it. I missed you, and I remember the way you looked up at me with those big, soft eyes. like a hound begging for affection. And I think you missed me too, even if you deny it to yourself. But I'll leave you to enjoy the rest of your morning and think over my offer. Oh, and I hope your mom's doing better. I heard through the grapevine that an anonymous donor cleared those debts and covered the rest of her treatment. Lucky you. I'll see you around, puppy. Happy holidays.